All right, well, we're going to open up today for in prayer. And our prayer comes from 3 John, which is the book we'll be studying today. And it comes from verse 11, and then one chapter, so it's pretty easy to deal with. Our Father, teach us to follow not that which is evil, but to confirm to us that which is good. That being of you, our God, that we do good. And knowing that he that doeth good hath not seen God. Amen. And so we have come full circle in psalm singing in Psalm 119. So we have our first psalm, which is in the pamphlet. Everybody got a copy of. We are at Psalm 119, which is the Hebrew letter Aleph, which is the letter A in Hebrew. Aleph. We put this to the tune of Arlington. Because Arlington starts with A, and A is for Ella. So see, we do this for the rest of everybody coming here's days, then you will have the Hebrew alphabet memorized eventually. So one of the benefits of singing Psalm 119. And Arlington is the same tune we use for Psalm 1, usually. And so why don't we hum a few bars of it.
Three roadblocks.
Three roadblocks.
Yeah, we're from Ohio.
You want to give him a pamphlet, Murray? And a song book? All right.
Thank you.
So we are on Psalm 31C to the tune of Gabriel, kind of monk chanty. So. Consider the world we are in today. We are also on Psalm 32. Hopefully we all got a copy because these are ones from the back and we are on the B section. The loose leaf in the very back. Supposing they're all there. I think Emma did some job organizing these. I promise one of these days when life calms down this winter, we will reprint this thing and we won't have loose leaves in the back of these books anymore.
Remember? More than shall every God be one.
His prayer.
Here we have two, actually, as usual. We have one from the Law of God out of Leviticus 19, as well as John 15. Why don't we stand up while we read God's Word? We'll save Leviticus for after the message and start with John 15. This is words of John 15 reframed. Personally, so in the first person, and that's why they are resuscitations and not recitals, because they actually are meant to be a part of our doctrine and our understanding in daily life. Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me."
He that abides, we the branches. He that abides in him, and we in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without him, we can do nothing.
The man abide not in Christ.
He is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
If we abide in him, and Christ's words abide in us,
we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done unto us.
Herein is the Father glorified,
that we bear much fruit, so shall we be Christ's disciples.
As the Father has loved him,
so have we loved those who continue to be in his love.
If you keep his commandments, he shall abide in his love. Even as the Son kept the Father's commandments and abide in the Father's love. These things have Christ spoken.
That his joy might remain in us, and that our joy might be full.
All right. We will end there if anybody is seated if you'd like. I don't know if anybody, well, for those who haven't been able to be with us, the One of the things in John we've been focusing on, which we're going to focus on today again, is the joy being fulfilled and the rejoicing that John is always talking about. This is probably what he's dwelling on when he talks about that in his lessons to us in 1 John, 2 John, and now 3 John, is that exact quote that Christ says here at the very end of that resuscitation, these things that Christ has spoken, that his joy might remain in us and that our joy might be full. That is a common theme throughout John, and that's pretty much some of what we're going to focus on today in application. To Leviticus, as was mentioned on the flyer there, Leviticus 19, and this is something I'm hoping we're going to study here soon in relationship to brotherly love.
I'm going to read the whole.
No, just what's listed there. 11 through 18. We'll do it as a responsive reading.
Leviticus what?
11 through 18, 19. Chapter 19, verses 11 through 18. All right, well, I'll lead off in 11, and then you guys can do 12, and we'll go back and forth until we get to 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie to one another.
And you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord.
Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night till the morning.
Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God, I am the Lord.
Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor.
Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord.
Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him.
Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord.
Amen. We have Psalm 34, A and B, which are in our flyer. You don't got to go digging in the back of your hymnal. And then we have the first part of the historic confessional, which I'm looking forward to, of Lucian of Antioch from AD 300. I always get excited.
34,
yes, in the back of.
Amen.
No. Lord hath set him free. He carefully his bones doth keep, whatever can befall, that not so much as one of them, that not so much as one of them can broken be at all. How shall the wicked slavery wait, shall be who hate the just? The Lord redeems his servant souls. The Lord redeems his servant souls. None perished at him child.
That was a long song.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, but Psalm 34 is good, though.
Oh, you can be seen.
Your whole family has beautiful voice. Truly. I just never heard yours really so beautiful before.
It's part of the work. All right, well, we have our final historical lesson that we try to do every week here. I know it seems like it's been a long study already and singing, but this one's pretty good, and I did break it down into two parts, so we're not going to do the whole thing. But this is from Lucian of Antioch, and it's from AD 300, which predates the Council of Nicaea by 25 years, just pointing that out. And Lucian was a learned presbyter of Antioch, you can read at the very bottom, who died a martyr in AD 311 under Maximinus in Nicomedia. And so that is this guy who put these words together, was a martyr and died for what he believed. And so if you'd like, we can read it all together, or you can just save the rest of the moisture in your mouth. We believe in accordance with evangelical and apostolic tradition in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker and provider of all things, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, the only begotten God, through whom all things were made, who was begotten of the Father before all ages, God of God, whole of whole, one of one, perfect of perfect, King of kings, and Lord of lords, the living Word, wisdom, life, true light, way, truth, resurrection, shepherd, door, unchangeable and unalterable, immutable likeness of the Godhead, both of the substance and will and power and glory of the Father, the firstborn of all creation, who was in the beginning with God, the divine Logos, according to what is said in the Gospel, and the Word of God, through whom all things were made, and in whom all things consist, who in the last days came down from above, and was born of a virgin, according to the Scriptures, and became man, the mediator between God and man, and the apostle of our faith, and the prince of life. As he says, I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. He suffered for us, and rose for us the third day, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and again is coming with glory and power to judge the quick and the dead.
Amen.